Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi everyone, it's Deb Hill and it's Election Day. Today I'm going to share some thoughts about Daniel 7 and One Kingdom. I don't know about you, but I don't like bad dreams. Daniel 7 is a detailed description of an important dream given to Daniel by God. The details of his vision or dream would stress anyone. He saw the rise and fall of the Antichrist, and it troubled him greatly, but he kept his feelings to himself. We know that Daniel was a godly prophet who did not panic when opposition came. However, this prophecy, which caused him distress, gave Daniel and still gives us the opportunity to think and act in a way which pleases God. We know that when Jesus returns, he will rule forever, but because he came, we are already citizens of heaven. There have been 12 U.S. presidents in my lifetime. Not one has been perfect. Some were idolized and almost worshipped, only to have history show a different story or reveal character flaws. As Dennis Keating said, world rulers come and go, the good and the bad rise and fall, the righteous and unrighteous win and lose. The final portion of chapter 7 has not been fulfilled, and there are differing opinions on how the others have already been fulfilled. One thing is certain. If Daniel was upset, he was also reminded of the ultimate establishment of God's eternal kingdom. What God declares in prophecy, he reveals as well in history. God will establish his kingdom, and that kingdom, unlike the kingdoms of men, is eternal. Daniel 2:44 says, "In the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will itself endure forever." J.B. Phillips once said, "Remember that the powers that would be will soon be the powers that have been." What is important? We are already citizens of heaven and partakers of God's kingdom on this earth. Matthew 18:11. We are part of God's family right now. Our hope lies in the future kingdom God has planned for us. On this election day, how will you feel if your candidate doesn't win? Will you feel assured that God is in control and is working out his perfect plan regardless of who our current ruler is? That assurance does not absolve us of our responsibility as citizens to vote, but it does encourage us to put our focus and hope in God's eternal kingdom. Our other responsibility is to pray for our leaders in this country and around the world today. Will you join me?
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.